Good morning, Rabbi Galperin. How are you?
Good morning, Ilan. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Parashat Pinchas.
Yes. Parashat Pinchas, a beautiful Torah portion with so many lessons to learn. Namely, one of them, standing up for you, what you feel is the correct thing to do. You know, we've seen this through Torah portion. Aaron's grandson, Pinchas, is rewarded for his act of bravery in killing the prince of Zimri and the Midianite princess who he had inappropriate relations with, and God grants him a covenant of peace and the priest and the priesthood. And we see that Pinchas, who really is the hero of this week's Torah portion, of this week's Parsha, previously was never heard of. We never knew who the person was. And though he was a grandson, obviously, of Aaron and belonged to the royal family, he was an unseated young man, you know, with who, with a single act of bravery, you know, became such a big hero.
Yeah.
The Talmud, the Gemara, tells the behind-the-scenes story of what happened. And Zimri, who was the prince of the tribe of Shimon, publicly flaunts his intimate relationship with the Midianite princess, and Moses is, you know, momentarily dumbfounded. He doesn't know what to do. He doesn't know what to say. He's not sure what to tell Zimri. And Pinchas respectfully reminds Moses that he himself taught the principle that one who behaved as Zimri did may be executed. And Moses responds that, you know, since Pinchas remembered this, he, in other words, Pinchas should be the one to actually carry it out, should carry out the execution. All right?
Yeah. So Pinchas, and don't forget that so many people were dying all the time.
Correct. Correct.
More than 24,000, I believe, from Bnei Israel.
Mm-hmm. We're going to get to that in a second.
Okay.
Correct. You're right. You're right. And Pinchas duly does, you know, the terror, does the, what he was supposed to do. And there was a plague at that period of time. There's thousands of Jews, thousands of people were being killed, and it stopped. The minute that he killed Zimri, that whole killing cycle stopped.
Yeah.
And God blesses Pinchas with his covenant of peace, and Pinchas then goes down in history as the hero who saves the day. Now, excuse me. There, you know, a lot of times in life, they're rare and precious, you know, if you want to say, let's say, crossroads in life, when the chance to unleash our inner calling or our inner who we are presents itself. And the question is why did Moshe forget what he himself had taught? He forgot what he taught. Pinchas had to remind him. And it's brought down in the Medrash that apparently the divine providence saw fit that the great prophet should suffer a temporary memory lapse in order that the young Pinchas should assume his great status.
Yeah.
Now, Pinchas could have made a simple calculation. He could have said like this. Here stands Moses and Aaron and very other prominent elders and leaders, and they're all silent. And in the face of such, you know, terrible moral things that people were doing, these great men stand back. So who then am I, Pinchas, to step forward? How can I, the little old me, you know, let's say a new kid on the block, stand up and say, I believe that this person has to be killed, has to do, he, you know, he's committing these great crimes.
Yeah.
Surely he should have kept quiet and just hold his peace, and that's it. But Pinchas said, Pinchas didn't do that. And thank God he didn't do that. Because had he had kept silent, the plague of so many people being killed might have continued and would have not been averted if Pinchas wouldn't, you know, stand up for what was right and not remain his own small little entity and not worry about anyone else. And based on this, says the Lubavitcher Rebbe, that it serves for us such a powerful lesson. You know, sometimes we, as people in society, people in communities, we witness every day different situations, different scenarios where we could possibly make a difference. But sometimes we don't really want to make that difference because we're too scared to come out. We don't feel that who are we to be able to do this. And if we witness a situation where we feel that we can make a difference, then we have to. We have no choice. And the fact that greater people, you know, may seem paralyzed for a certain period of time, they're not willing necessarily to be able to speak up and you know, say the opinion and do what is right.
Yeah.
And therefore, maybe I should remain idle. Perhaps this is not my place to do this. You know, there's a lot of times that sometimes we look and we say, hold on a second. Maybe we're chosen to be able to God is opening a window of opportunity for us to be able to speak out what is right, to be able to do what we think is the right thing, even though it might not be the most popular. And by us not doing that, we're really denying ourselves this moment of great opportunity that God has given to us. And a lot of times the moment is mine, that I have to do it. Sometimes greater people, you know, may not necessarily do their responsibility, and then the opportunity rests on me to do it. And each of us has so much unlocked potential. You know, there's a lot of times rare, you know, sometimes you can even think and say, wow, these are such rare and precious crossroads of a life, when the chance to unleash the inner calling of who we really are presents itself.
Yeah.
This becomes our baby. Your moment, you know, of glory, your own personal calling. And what happens? We decide not to do it. How can we turn away, turn our back from it, and not do anything? And this was the case of Pinchas. And obviously, that becomes very much alive and a very big scenario that every one of us find ourselves playing out, you know, every single day. Look, just look at the plain simple story of Purim. The Megillah records our Queen Esther is asked by Mordechai to intercede with the King Ahasuerus on behalf of her people. Now, obviously, she explains, rightfully so, that she fears this may be absolutely suicidal for her. How can she, as a Jewish person, now come and she's going to become the queen of the land? And Mordechai responds with rather strong words, and he says, "Release and deliverance will come from the Jews from another place, and you and your father's house will perish." What Mordechai was telling Esther was that the chance to single-handedly save one entire nation doesn't present itself every day. It is a unique moment and has to be seized. And if you won't do it, someone else will. But this one is a lifetime opportunity that could be lost forever. And Pinchas reminds us that we have the opportunity knocking on our door. We should open the door, do not hesitate, and we can make a difference, believe it or not. You know, sometimes you come to a scene of a crash. If a person is so gravely ill, and that person can have a chance of survival if I do something, help him, CPR, whatever it may be, and I turn my back, what chance does that person have? If I come up into a situation where I am able to make a difference, and my opinion can change things, my actions can change things, then that's what I have to do. Now, I'm not saying that we all have to become now, you know, mass murderers and start killing people if people are doing things that are wrong because I feel that it is correct. No, that's not what Pinchas was showing. Pinchas was showing that if he wouldn't have done what he did, obviously he was on a higher level than we were, then the people would have continued dying and people wouldn't have had the opportunity to be saved at that time. It was then or never. And it's up to us. We find it so many times in our little community, in Windsor, and wherever we may be, that we need to stand up for what we feel is correct. If we don't, an opportunity is lost, a chance for us to change something, we lose it, and once it's lost, it's a lot harder for us to rectify. So the message is that if we stand strong for what we believe, we stick up for what is right, we're not ashamed of what people might think. It might not be the most common thing for us to do something, but we do it because we believe what we're doing is the right thing. And that's the message that Pinchas is showing us in this week's Torah portion.
That's nice. So, services in
We have services Friday evening, 7:30 at Shaar HaTzedek, and Saturday morning at 9 o'clock at Shaar HaTzedek. And there's also, if anyone wants, there is a Sunday morning minyan every Sunday at 8:30 at Congregation Shaar HaTzedek, and they serve a breakfast after that. So everyone is welcome to that as well.
That's great. Rabbi Galperin, I wanted to thank you.
Thank you. And God willing, we will, Ilan, take the opportunity. Don't spend too much time on the beach, with such great weather.
I wasn't in the beach. I was in the basement.
In your little swimming pool in the basement.
Yeah, the second one.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
Anyway, yes,
so, definitely. Shabbat Shalom, and
Shabbat
thank you
Shalom.
Again. We'll talk with you next week.
All right, be well.
You too.
Bye-bye.